The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country, KDY.
Paul Knight back here with Harlan Hutchinson. We're at halftime, and Harlan, I got to admit, band's pretty good too, aren't they?
This is the most extravagant halftime show that I maybe have ever seen the high school band.
And for those folks back home that are watching it and listening to us, especially out at the Glass Sword where the fundraiser for Connor Lair is going on this evening, these guys are doing a heck of a job. What an entertaining halftime. Well, speaking of halftime, we still got 13 minutes to go in the halftime. And Harlan, we were talking a little bit about the fact that West Plains has just really got nothing going offensively this evening. Swing passes, there's somebody sitting out on those. We've run the ball a little bit, had a little bit of success with that. Not able to get the ball to Houston. Kinslow had the one big catch. It was mostly a run, catch and run to get into Laker territory, and then we unfortunately didn't get anything after that.
Well, what have we done that has worked? We've been able to run the ball a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Remy Wilson had some good carries early.
Yep.
So when we've run the ball east and west, as it is here tonight, instead of north and south, we've had some success doing that. But the rest of the time, we've generally thrown the ball out to the flats. And
somebody's there.
And somebody is always there. We haven't really pushed the ball downfield much. One time we tried to push the ball into the end zone. It got picked off. So, you know, it's been a problem on offense. On defense, we've settled down a little bit. We're playing better, played better in the second quarter than we played in the first quarter. But we put ourselves at a 21 now and a 24 to nothing halftime hole. And right now, from where we stand looking up, that light is way up above our heads because we're still trying to get on the board, period.
Well, I was going to say, the light is kind of hard to see because it's pretty cloudy up above us right now. And
yep.
The Zithers defensively got a little better in the second quarter. They held the Lakers to only 10 points. But the offense is going to have to come around in the second half because when you're down 24 to nothing, they're not going to lose any. We've got to make them up.
I was going to say the defense needs to be afforded a little more rest. They can't be out there all the time. But to make that problem even worse, a lot of those kids that are playing defense are already on the field playing offense when they're not.
Well, that's one of the situations the Lizards have found themselves in this year is there's a lot of two-way players. And we are in game five. So, you know, they've had a chance to kind of get adjusted to that. And, you know, like, but it's still, when you're out there every snap, It does take its toll, and you got to get ready to play.
And the way Camdenton plays,
yeah,
they keep the pace very fast. You don't have much time to get a breath, and so they're trying to take advantage of that. And they understand the situation that West Plains is in. They're playing a lot of people both ways, so they don't want to give them a breather. And they're going to snap the ball fast and keep the game moving.
Well, it's one thing about the Lakers, when the ball gets marked, they're ready to go within about 10 seconds. They have the quarterbacks ready to go. The three wide receivers go to one side. The two wide receivers go to the other. They snap the ball, and sometimes there's a little motion, and they get the snap off when the ball's down. They get right back up and are ready to go again.
Next week we'll be at home again. It'll be Kickapoo, and Kickapoo put it on these guys.
Yes, 2 weeks ago.
And so the Kickapoo Chiefs will be the opponent next week at McDonald's Field at Scissor Stadium, where we'll play better at home, but we're going to have to play a lot better if we're going to have a chance to win that ball game. And when we started this three-game streak of games with Camdenton, Kickapoo, and Lebanon, if you were able to win a game out of those three, that would be pretty good. If you're able to win two of those three games, that would be fabulous. But as it stands right now, our backs are really up against it to win any of these next three.
Well, I was going to say, you know, last year we came into week five 4-0, and we lost the next three, but we kind of rebounded on the final two, and then, of course, had the run in the playoffs. And, you know, like I said, tonight has not gone well for West Plains, and hopefully next week we'll have a little better start next week against Kickapoo at home.
I forgot about that. This is kind of a rewind and a replay from last, even though we're in the first game of those three games. That is kind of the situation we found ourselves in last year, but we were able to rebound and have a really nice run.
Yeah, we get to the state quarterfinal or state semifinals, and the Scissors this year looking at the same thing. Right now they're 4-3-1, and looking to go 4-1 with win tonight. We'll be back in 2 minutes, or we'll be back in 3 minutes here on the radio, KKDY 102.5.
Hey, Zither fans, I need you all to hear me. Hey, everyone, this is Ashton Judd with Mizzou Tiger Basketball. It took me years of practice to get where I am today. I love being a Zither and playing on a winning team. That's why I chose the winning team at Ozark Hills Insurance to take care of my insurance, and you should too. They have a team of agents that will treat you like family with the best coverage at the best price. Get a quote today from Ozark Hills Insurance with offers in West Plains and Mountain Home. Go Zizzers!
It's not enough to merely own land. You need to own it, too. The Coyote Canine UTV helps you own the land you own. Hear the difference? Owning the land sounds like this.
Well, son, someday you'll inherit my land.
But owning it sounds like... See, owning is...
Sign here, and here, and here.
But owning is more. Yeah. The Rugged Coyote Canine UTV. Coyote, we dig dirt. So stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal Brown, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains.
Driving in the fall and winter months can be challenging. You never know what Mother Nature will bring each day. Make sure your tires have plenty of tread. Give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you will always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
If you're a small business owner in southern Missouri, think about everything you need to help your business succeed. You need a plan, happy customers, steady cash flow, and an insurance agent that gets you. State Farm agent Justin Shelby runs a small business in southern Missouri, too. He understands the unique needs of local business owners. Justin will make it easy to choose the right protection at the right price, because the one thing you don't need is insurance stress. Call me, State Farm agent Justin Shelby, for your small business needs today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
Hirsch Equipment.com. This is a game changer for anyone looking for equipment. That's because all of Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply's equipment inventory is now listed on one site. You can find tractors, lawn equipment, trailers, livestock equipment, pre-owned inventory, and more. In fact, you can go to the site and get a quote and get the value of your trade. Now, there's no reason to put it off. Get what you need today with the help of HirschEquipment.com.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Respiratory care is what Ozark's Health Medical Equipment is all about. At times, doctors may recommend an AffloVest for movement and management of secretions. Often, patients need help with movement of excessive congestion. The team at Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment will be there to help every step of the way on a journey to better health. Ozark's Healthcare Medical Equipment cares. It's in their name, located in West Plains, 1703 West 8th Street.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Growing up here in the Ozarks, my grandfather and dad both taught me the true meaning of an honest deal that always ended with a handshake. So visit Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Find new roads today.
Ozark Conference football excitement continues now with the Zizzers on KDY.
It creeps up on you.
All night back here with Harlan Hutchinson. Behind us is the legendary.
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 His name's on the stadium.
His name's
know.
On the stadium, and he's standing right behind us, Coach Bob Shore, who I played for 51 years ago. And
well, you
did
have to throw that in.
Well, I had to throw that in because he said he's going to turn 80.
Well.
And he's standing behind us. He's on the wheelchair. We're carrying crutches.
That's better than the alternative.
That's right. That's right. And you did the radio for him.
It was so – I used to do a radio program when I worked in Lebanon with Bob several years ago. And we had a weekly thing at Taco Bell. And I still think about that and about some of the fun conversations we had. And I've even had people tell me that they used to hear that program every now and then. That was such a – That was such a thrill. I remember some of the stories that Coach Shore used to tell. And, of course, it's good stories are always good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I was going to say, Coach Shore, like I said, he came to East Newton my senior year. And East Newton had never had a winning season. He came in. We went 6-3. Should have been 7-2, but we got homered one place. We're not going to mention where. Seneca. Anyway, but Coach Shore, of course, spent 3 years there at East Newton, then came to Camdenton. And he's got his name on the stadium, so he must have done something right here.
He did a lot of things right here. Don't kid yourself.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about before we got on the air that there's been a Shore coaching on the sidelines since 1976 until this year.
I remember the year he came up here in 1976.
Well, it was 76, wasn't it? 75? Because you were at East Newton 3 years, weren't you? 72, 3, and 4. So you did come in 75, yeah. Yeah.
And things went well, pretty much.
Yeah, since then.
83, you won it all, right? Was that your first championship?
And 80.
So they played.
And like I said, my favorite memory right here, first round of the playoffs in a mud bowl. Kevin Tyler kicks a field goal, and we win 3-0. Yeah, was that 85? That's right, it was 85, yeah. Yeah, and the Zillers won that one 3-0, and that was before the turf. Next year they had turf.
I took Coach Shore's picture here in the background, so I put it on Facebook and tagged Larry Silvey so he could.
There you go. Larry would get a kick out of that one.
Greg, he's probably here tonight.
I was going to say, maybe down in the Zillers coaching booth.
That's right.
He's still around. Yeah.
Sure not. Nope, not anymore, but he's at every ball game.
He's at every game. Yep.
Now, we're going to have a shot of adrenaline as we get ready to start the second half. Let's take a final break here. We'll come back in 4 minutes. Second half kickoff coming up on Hot Country KDY.
Pepperoni just makes everything better, don't you think? Right now, Domino's Pizza in West Plains and Mountain Grove has a mix and match deal. Choose any two or more items, including the new pepperoni stuffed cheesy bread, for only $6.99 each. Try the tasty sensation with pepperoni stuffed in Domino's yummy cheesy bread. Domino's in West Plains and Mountain Grove with pepperoni stuffed cheesy bread. Domino's. Oh, yes, we did.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. Envelopes that make a statement. Invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader. Your vision on print.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at tlgtrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
The switch is on to the Medicine Shop Pharmacy in West Plains. People are transferring their prescriptions to the Medicine Shop because they have free delivery within a 10-mile radius of West Plains. And they are a locally owned, independent pharmacy with drive-through and curbside pickup. Switch to Medicine Shop Pharmacy, located next to Brookhaven Healthcare on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. Online at westplains.medicineshop.com or download our RX local app to get more information, refill reminders, and more.
Now is the time to save on Kubota zero-turn lawnmowers at Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains. While supplies last, get 0% APR financing for up to 60 months on Kubota zero-turn mowers with no money down. Shop while supplies last at Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment. now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for details.
Remember, we are names you can trust. Edgeland Harper Farm Equipment and Kubota in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance.
Hi, this is Dave Thomas with Shelter Insurance at 214 West Main Street. Let us help you with all your insurance needs. We specialize in auto, home, life, and business. Call or text us at 256-6116.
SaveWithDave.com.
For anything you need around the office, think Bureau. Office furniture? Think Bureau. Pens, paper, forms? Think Bureau. Cleaning and janitorial supplies? Think Bureau. Need supplies but you don't have time to get it? Think Bureau. They deliver. So for anything you need for the office, think Bureau. Stop by and see them just off the square in West Plains or online at thinkbureau.com. Bureau, 202 West Main in West Plains.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why they're on the sidelines cheering you on and ready to step in should anything happen. Dr. Pyatt is proud to be the Zizzer team physician. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
It's back to the field for more Zizzer football action on Hot Country KDY.
Paul Knight back here with Harlan Hutchinson. We're about ready to go with the second half, and we need a better second half than we had first half as the Zizzers trail here 24-0. Fortunately, the halftime is finally over. The halftime was almost as long as the first half. The first half was over before 8 o'clock. It is now 8:30. So we had a 30-plus minute halftime presentation.
Yeah,
by
but that was worth it.
That really was a good band show right there. That I enjoyed that.
It really was. We haven't mentioned that you're able to see the live stream and the video from up here because Drew Joyce runs the camera over here to our right.
He's standing on two chairs to get a better view.
He's got that thing up. There's not many better facilities to broadcast from than what we have here at Camdenton. And we're about ready to start second half. Lakers will get the kickoff. Think we might onside kick it?
I don't think so. I think we'll probably kick it deep or try to. The Chase Larson, the kicker, still trying to recover from that calf strain that he has. He's got a wrapped on his right leg. Of course, his soccer is kind of null and void right now because he can't run. Because when he kicks the ball, he runs hits the sideline. Kick off the line drive. It's a low one. It bounces at the 10. Picked up immediately. Up the middle of the field comes a return man. He's got a little alley. He crosses the 30 out to the 34-yard line. And that's going to be first and 10 for the Lakers from their own 33.5-yard line. And the Zizzers defensively need to stop this one right away.
Dylan Brigman on the tackle that time for West Plains on the coverage. You know, we need to create some turnovers, too. If we're going to get back in the game, I mean, realistically, we're going to have to get some takeaways. We haven't had that yet tonight.
No, we put the ball on the ground the first three times we touched it, first three possessions, turned one over. Then we also had the fourth down missed play and turned it over again. So we had not a good first half. Snap back, inside handoff, they fake it. They throw the quick slant, caught there by, a brother-to-brother throw from one Dernan to another, and it's going to bring up a second down and about five as they're going to give him five out to the 43-yard line.
Is there anything different about their offense compared to everybody else who runs the spread, or is this pretty much?
It's about the same, except the thing they do is they don't ever have anybody in the backfield. They got five wide receivers every formation. Quick throw out to the sideline, that's Ford, and Ford crosses the 50. All the way down to the West Plains 49-yard line. So that's a pickup of about 13 yards and another first down for the Lakers at the West Plains 49, and they're back at the line of scrimmage. They quickly get into the formation. They're ready to go.
And you can't hardly get pressure on the quarterback when they're running plays like that.
Yeah. Well, we've got three down linemen and four linebackers, and linebackers are 3 yards, 4 yards off the line of scrimmage. They don't have time to get there. Dernan hands off to Ford. Ford up the middle, crosses the 30 or the 45 down to the 44. So that's a pickup of five, and it brings up second down and five from the West Plains 44-yard line as the Lakers are moving the ball down the field. Once again, quickly up to the line of scrimmage, three receivers left, right side of the field in front of the Laker bench, two receivers in front of the Scissor bench.
Jackson Hunter made the tackle that time. Now it's second and about four.
Motion man, Ford. They fake the handoff. They throw the quick slant, caught by the brother. Cade to Carson for another first down at the 38-yard line. And it's first and 10 Lakers at the West Plains 39, we'll say, instead of 38. So there's substitution. New people up front. Scissor defensively. Got to step up here. 10:30 to go, third quarter. 24-0 our score. Lakers on top. Snap back. Pressure comes up the middle. Can't get there. He takes off, and it's brought down by Judd for a loss of one on the play. Judd was, he's kind of the spy. He's supposed to watch the quarterback, and if he takes off, go get him. And Judd did that time for a loss of one. It brings up second down and about 11.
Considering where he made the tackle, he must have blitzed on the play, and when he's flushed out of the pocket, Alex got hold of him for a short loss.
Second down and 11, the ball right at the 40-yard line. Officials love putting it right on the line. I like it, too. Motion man, inside jet sweep. There's your play, Harlan. And that jet sweep picks up about 11. It depends on where they're going to mark. They're going to mark him out of bounds at the 28. So that's a pickup of 12 and another Laker first down, and the clock stops. 9:40 to go here in quarter number three.
It seems like that play, more than just your common sweep, gets to the corner easier, faster, and you're only going to have someone fast running that play to begin
that's
with.
That's right. Number one, that's, Sexa?
Sexa.
Sexa picked up 12 for 13 on the play. Now they got him in the backfield. First time I've seen that in a while. They fake the handoff. I see why they don't have people in the backfield, because they don't know which side to go to. They've done that twice, and both times the quarterback turned the wrong way, but that time he just tucked it away, picked up about seven, and still is second down now and three from the West Plains 22-yard line on a busted play.
When you have a busted play and you gain 7 yards, that tells you
things are going right.
Things are going right.
And they're going wrong if you're wearing a white uniform tonight. Snap back, looks left, rolls right, looks down the field, pressure comes, there's a hold, he gets out of the tackle, out of bounds, he's run out of bounds, but there was a hole there. It's number 71 for the West Plains Scissors got away. That's Peyton Reynolds, and he was basically grabbed by the offensive tackle because his jersey almost came off his back, and that's going to be a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. And that'll take the Lakers back about to the 38, 39-yard line.
If West Plains decline the penalty, it'd be third down at about six. But the way they are moving the ball, you got to take the penalty here.
They're going to take the penalty all the way back to the 38-yard line. So it's going to be second down and about 18, or second down and 20. And the Lakers are ready to go. Doesn't take them long to get ready to snap the football. And we got officials come in. We're going to have a little conference. I think somebody on the Lakers sideline is debating where the ball should be spotted. Lakers, or the Scissors, take the opportunity to get some new blood up front. Officials still talking it over, Harlan. Must have been a difficult call.
I'm not sure what was difficult about it.
I don't know either.
They must have spotted it wrong, though.
Yeah, they are. They're saying the flag was thrown at the 20, so it would be marked off from the 20 or the 25. So that should put the ball at the 35-yard line.
Right. Okay.
That's what they're saying, yeah.
That sounds correct.
Yeah. And now Coach Wyatt's asking for an explanation. He'll still take the penalty. Brings up second down and about 17 yards from the 35 of the Scissors. We got it ready to go. Lakers in the purple. Three receivers to the wide side in front of their bench. Snap back. Quick slant out here. Nobody covering. Number 29, Ford. Ford runs down the sideline, gets bumped out of bounds around the 20. That'll be a pickup of about 14, and it brings up a third down and about two or three to go for the Lakers. going to have to get up in their face and take that play away.
Landon Bryant out on the slot. May have been held there a little bit, but here we go again.
Quarterback keeper, and this time the Scissors are there. Number 78 makes a nice play. That's Shane Curtis. Stopped him at the 20-yard line, so it's a gain of two, and it brings up a fourth down and about a yard to go.
We've had some sophomores have to grow up pretty quick this year.
Yes, that will be beneficial in the future, but I was going to say, we've got several sophomores making some playing time. Fourth and one, Lakers are going to go. Motion man, snap back. Oh, and the Zithers jumped again. Oh, well, Zithers get in the neutral zone. That's a five-yard penalty. That'll give a first down, and it's going to be first and 10 from right at the 15-yard line. That's about the third or fourth one we've had of those.
I was going to say, that's probably at least three of those that we've had so far tonight.
8:10 to go in the third quarter. Zithers trail 24-0. Lakers threatening to score from the 15-yard line. Snap back. Inside handoff to Ford. Ford bounces to the outside. Cuts up the middle. He's inside the five, down to about the three-yard line. That's a pickup of 13, and that's another first down for the Lakers, and it's first and goal now from the fours.
Their offensive line must really be handling everybody up front, because whenever they run the ball, the holes are just huge between the tackles.
Well, I was going to say, it's five on three, basically, because we've got three down linemen. They've got five down linemen, and right now we're getting out-handled up front. First and goal from the 4-yard line for the Lakers. They send three receivers to the right. Look for number 29 to catch this little quick slant right here. Snap back, quarterback keeper, and the quarterback goes in untouched for the touchdown from 4 yards out. And that's the put the score at Lakers 30, Zizzers 0, 7:25 to go here in the third quarter.
Dernan just nearly stopped running for a second. Just to wait and
just
see.
Just wait, yeah, see where to go.
Where's the opening? Where's the opening? There it is right there. Touchdown, and now it's 30-0.
Shepherd to kick the extra point. Or that's not Shepherd, excuse me. That's number 26.
DeMont.
That's DeMont. He's got a leg on him. He did a good job on that field goal. Kicks up. This one looks to be good. It is. We'll be back in a minute. Here on the radio, KKDY 102.5.
A rock chip. It starts out so small and harmless. Just a little blemish on the windshield. Then one day you climb in your car and your windshield looks like a road map. Crack after crack from side to side, top to bottom, and points in between. Don't let that happen. Go see Kevin at SMP Quality Auto Glass. He can fix rock chips and prevent it from running a race across your windshield. If you didn't catch it in time, don't worry, he installs new windshields too. SMP Quality Auto Glass. Show us your crack.
Rooted in our communities, Simmons goes beyond banking. We're your friendly neighbor. Committed to fostering strong community bonds, we proudly invest in our local schools. When you're in need of banking services, Simmons Bank is here for you. Whether you're striving towards your goals or aiming for financial success, count on Simmons Bank to be your partner every step of the way. To discover a nearby branch, simply visit SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
West Plains football continues now on Hot Country KDY.
We're back here at Lakerland. Kick away. It's a line drive. It's going to be fielded. No, it's not going to be fielded. It's going to be picked up in the end zone. He's got to bring it out because, it crossed the end line. In high school, if it crossed the end line, it's dead. So the Zizzers will have it first and 10 at the 25-yard line. Or is it 20-yard line? 20-yard line. And it's first and 10 West Plains. They trail 31-0, 7:19 to go in the third quarter. And Harlan, not much has gone right this evening at all.
Not much.
Not much at all.
We did have one play that busted for a long gain. Had an opportunity to hit the end zone late in the first half. That didn't work out. And we're still looking for points here tonight. And we need to score to avoid the turbo clock in the fourth, because the way the game is trending, that's the way it's trending.
Jones at the quarterback position, back there with him, number 35. That's Lance Norton. Jones under center, takes the snap, takes the handoff, drops back, throws it outside, and caught. Oh, no, in and out of the hands Nice throw by Jones in and out of the hands of Stauffer. And Stauffer heads the sideline. Looks to be a little bit of a limp. Yeah, he's okay.
That was really limping. That was a really good throw.
Yes, it was. Over the linebacker's hands, into the receiver, just slightly over his hands. Incomplete. Second down. Clock stops. 7:12 to go in the third quarter. Jones from the sideline brings in the play.
That was a play action pass that time.
Yep.
And the play action held the rush a little bit.
Yep.
Isaiah had time to throw it and made a good throw.
He did make a good throw. Second down and 10. Ball to 20. High snap. Fakes the handoff. Runs it himself up the middle, and there's nowhere to go there. As inside linebacker, number 15, Sam DeMont. They got a bunch of brothers on these teams. Second down, or third down and 10 now, still from the 20-yard line. The clock's running with 6:54 to go in the third quarter. Zither's trail, 31-0. And Harlan, I'm looking, and I see red or purple shirts leaving the stands. Not many, but some. You think they've won this one?
Could be.
Third down and 10. Ball at the 20-yard line. Zithers take time. We'll be back in a minute here on the radio. KKDY 102.5.
When it's game day, there's no better way to tailgate than in the all-new Chevy Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet. The Silverado has room for all your tailgating essentials.
Whether you're chilling, grilling, or cheering, do it all in style with a Bailey Chevy Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Find new roads to unforgettable game day memories with the Chevy Silverado.
Go 4-6-9-3-1-1-1.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Don's Auto Service makes sure their expert staff gets you the best and most qualified information on your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Third and 10, the ball at the 20-yard line. Zithers on offense, Lakers on defense. Motion, Kinslow, this way. They're going to throw it out here in the flat, intended for Houston. He got tripped up. There was a tanglement of feet, no call. It's going to bring up fourth down and 10 from the 20-yard line, and the Zithers are going to be forced to punt this one away with the clock stopped with 6:24 to go here in quarter number three.
Camdenton's defense. Coming into the football game, I'm sure their goal was to keep Briggs Houston in check. And so far, they've passed test with flying colors because Briggs hasn't been involved very much tonight.
Jones to kick it away. This is a line drive. It hits the 48 and goes straight sideways. Going to be down by the West Plains Zithers at the 46-yard line. So the Lakers have good field position at their own 46, and they lead 31-0 here with 6:15 to go in the third quarter.
Starting offense will stay out there at least for one more series for Camdenton, and still you got a quarter and a half to go here in the football game. So it's all starting offense, and they're just going to keep doing what they do.
Three receivers to the left side. The ball's on the right hash mark. Quarterback, where's number 7? Senior, was a wide receiver last year. He's a quarterback this year. Quick pass over the middle. Caught by Ford. Ford gets out of the hands of everybody. Down the sideline he goes, and he'll go in now from 54 yards away. Broke a tackle. That makes it a score of, there goes the gun, 37-0, Lakers on top.
That was some bad tackling right there. We had him for about a 5-yard gain. Then it was an 8-yard gain, and then he spun out of those tackles, and he was gone down the sideline.
So the Lakers now lead by a score of 37-0. DeMont to kick the extra point. Snap back. Eventually, there it is. Kicks up. Do the score, baby. We'll be back in a minute here on the radio. KKDY 102.5.
since 1993, Howell County Habitat for Humanity has built 29 homes and will be starting their 30th this year. They do it to provide a decent and affordable place to live for partnered families. Habitat for Humanity brings people together to build homes, communities, and hope, celebrating 30 years in business. Find out more on Facebook and at the Habitat Restore on Porter Wagner Boulevard, or visit HowellCountyHabitat.org.
Did you know periodic maintenance is needed to keep your well, pump, and pressure tank running as they should? A to Z Pump Service offers parts and maintenance for your well. Have your well, tank, and pump checked annually. Stay ahead of potential problems and save money with regular maintenance. Call A to Z Pump Service and schedule your well maintenance today. 417-256-8089. A to Z Pump Service. We are pumping to please.
Now it's more Scissor football excitement on Hot Country KDY.
Paul Knight back here with Harlan Hutchinson. We got a 38-0 ball game, 6:02 to go in the third quarter, and we're going to have a turbo clock until the Scissor score, which could be right now. Kick it to Norton. I got my wish. Norton fields it at the 6. Norton to the middle of the field. Has a little bit of a hole. Trips over his own man. There's a flag down, and so's Norton. I think they saw that one. That was a block in the back against the West Plains Zithers about the 19-yard line. So that'll take the ball inside the 10 when they mark this off. And it'll be 1st and 10 for the West Plains Zithers. Clock stopped on the penalty. 5:52 to go in the third quarter.
I don't think Turbo will kick in until the fourth quarter.
I thought it was the second half. Maybe not.
Well, a lot of that depends on where you're at.
Yeah, that's, you know?
That's certainly the case in basketball season.
Well, I was going to say, when we turboed Hillcrest in the, wasn't it the third quarter we turboed in? And then they got back inside it, and then we get back outside it. Rock in the back, called against the Zithers, going to mark the ball down at the... they're going to mark it at the 9. No, they're not. They're going to mark it at the 12. It's 1st and 10. Clock starts. Zithers trail 38-0. Next week, they'll be at home to take on the Kickapoo Chiefs. The Chiefs beat this team 2 weeks ago. This is the three games in a row, Harlan. The Zithers got their hands full.
The gauntlet.
Yeah. Inside handoff. Cuts it to the outside. He's got a little bit of room. He's going to be brought down. Was that
Lance Norton?
That was Norton. Lance Norton picked up about 4. Nice run there. Out across the 20 to the 21. So it's 2nd down and 6 for the West Plains Zithers offense. Moral victory. Put points on the board, fellas. Put points on the board. Laker defense still the number one unit out there. Of course, the Zither offense is the number one unit. They go to the I formation. Jones under center. You got Howe at the fullback. Larson at tailback. Motion man across the formation. Turn around. Hand deep in the eye to Larson. He crosses the 20 out to the 25. And I think Coach Wyatt may be going to the let's just line up and play.
And when we've played straight up and down the field, we've done fairly well tonight offensively, but running the football. But now it's 38-0. We just need to find something that works, something we can keep the football and move it down the field. And Dalton Howe made a very good block on that last play, leading the ball carrier. And Dawson Howe made a very good block on that play.
1st and 10 from the 24. Zithers go in motion. Kinslow, inside handoff. And that's the up back. That's number 24, that sophomore. That's Jackson Taylor. Taylor gets to the, 28, 29. So that's a pickup of 4, which looked like he had nothing. He gets 4, and it's 2nd down and 6.
Jackson has helped his stock tonight with a couple of pretty nice runs, and that one included.
He'll get some action on Monday.
He is a sophomore, plays linebacker and running back.
He's been playing quite a bit of defense, too. 2nd down and 4. Second down and 5 from the 29-yard line. Motion man is Kinslow across the formation. Inside fake. slant. They finally got the ball to Houston, and it goes behind him out of bounds or incomplete, and it brings up a third down, and the clock has continued to run, so we are in turbo clock land.
All right.
Clock's running after the incomplete pass. We're inside 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Zithers trail 38-0 here in Camdenton. Next week we'll be at home for the Chiefs. Game time 7 o'clock. Harlan and Cody will have that game next week.
Yep.
But I won't be in Hutchinson. Jones looks things over. Three receivers right. Snap back. Quick slant. That time they got the ball to Houston. He picks up the first down. And it's out to the 36, 37-yard line. The flag, the chain crew moves on down the field. It's first and 10, West Plains. And that's two in a row. That's actually three in a row. 2:16 to go in the third quarter. Zithers with the football, trailing 38-0.
I guarantee Camdenton does not want to give up any points.
Well, that's why they got their first unit still in there. Those are all guys that started the ball game. Jones looks left, looks right, throws right. Kinslow catches immediately, sat, hit, tried to wide receiver screen. Kinslow picked up two. It's out to the 39-yard line, so it brings up a second down and 8. The ball right here in front of the Laker bench and in front of the huge crowd here on the Laker sideline. It's a little thinner now than it was after the halftime show. There must have been a lot of half or band parents in the stands because the band's gone. They've left their stands as well. Jones in the backfield with Jackson. Taylor. Taylor goes to the left side. Snap back. Throw it out there to Stauffer. Stauffer going to be run out of bounds at the 43-yard line. So that's a pickup of about four. Brings up a third down and very manageable. Four to go for the West Plains Zithers. Inside a minute to go here in quarter number three as the clock continues to run. Zithers quickly to the line of scrimmage. Three receivers left, one receiver right. Taylor in backfield with Jones. Lakers bring pressure. Jones pressured, looks down the sideline, throws it out there for Houston over his head, over everybody's head. It's fourth down, and that will be the, could be the end of the first quarter as we're down inside 20 seconds to go. And the Zithers have the ball at their own 43-yard line. It's fourth down and 4, and it looks like they're just going to let the quarter run out.
That's one of the few times Briggs Houston had a one-on-one situation down the field, but the ball was just too high.
That's the end of the third quarter. We'll be back in 1 minute here on the radio, KKDY 102.5.
Hey, Zither fans, I need you all to hear me. A winning team starts with a winning spirit. Hey, this is Ashton Judd, proud Zither and Mizzou Tiger, to tell you about the winning team at Ozark Hills Insurance. They have a team of winners that can help you find the right insurance at the right price. I knew the day the Zither girls went to the state title game that our winning spirit would prevail. Be a winner and call Ozark Hills Insurance for a quote today with offices in West Plains and Mountain Home. Go Zithers!
If you happen to be in an accident, keep this in mind. You have a choice in who tows your vehicle. So make the right choice and call 256-7628 for J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains. They answer the calls 24/7. They will get to you fast and take your vehicle to the destination of your choosing. So if you're in a wreck, breakdown, or whatever reason you might need a tow, make the right choice and call J&J Recovery and Towing, 256-7628.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country, KDY.
Paul Knight back here with Harlan Hutchinson. It's the fourth down and about three. Scissors are going to go from their own 43-yard line. Jones rolls right, looks down the field, throws it up in the air. It's incomplete, intended for Houston. Not close. There'll be a turnover on downs. And the West Plains Zither defense is going to have to get back out on the field as the clock runs. Inside 11:50 to go in the ball game.
He really didn't have anywhere to throw the ball.
No, he didn't. There was everybody was covered, and he didn't have room to run either. And it looks like the Lakers have decided to bring their first team unit back out.
They're going to keep throwing the football, I guarantee it.
They don't have but two running plays.
Yeah, so.
One is to number one, the other is to number 26. Quarterback in the shotgun formation. Inside, they throw it a quick slant out here to the wide receiver. Zizzers have that one covered, knocked out of bounds. Receiver there, number 14. That's his first Borbs. Has his first catch of the night, knocked out of bounds at the 44-yard line. No gain on the play. It's second down and 10. Zizzer defense still spread out across the field. They have taken the inside receiver away by stepping up. Inside handoff to one of the scat backs. That's Zeki. And he picks up about six, takes the ball to the 38, 37-yard line. It's going to bring up a third down and four for the Lakers at the Zizzer, 36, 37-yard line.
This is one of the quickest teams I've seen Camden in the last few years.
They've got some guys that can run. They've had a very good 4x4 and 4x2 relay the last couple of years. I bet these guys have been running on it. Quarterback in the shotgun. Play clock down inside 10. Snap back. They're going to throw it. There's a flag on the play. Pass is complete. And it's going to go for a touchdown unless... Let's see what happens.
That's not going to count.
I don't think so. I think we had an illegal procedure because the official is headed to the referee right now to make sure that they understand what's going on. I think we had an illegal procedure. Flags were thrown all over the place.
And it appeared they came down pretty early.
Illegal procedure. So that touchdown is negated by the penalty, and the clock stops because of the penalty with 9:54 to go in the fourth quarter. They'll mark off the 5 yards against the Lakers, so that'll bring up third down and about 8.5 for a first down. The ball's going to be placed at the 42 of the West Plains Zizzers, and the Lakers quickly come to the line of scrimmage ready to go.
Our tackling week one at Bolivar was really bad, and it's gotten better each week.
Tonight
it has gone way back.
Yeah. There'll be some contact Tuesday and Wednesday this week. Third down and 8.5. Snap back. Looks left, looks right. Down the middle, he throws it. Pass is caught. Breaks a tackle. Breaks another tackle. All the way to the end zone. 42 yards for the Lakers on the throw and catch. That is Kyle Edison, number 3, with the touchdown reception. Once again, Harlan. Missed tackle, score.
Yep. It's not that complicated. And if you let these guys get loose, they're going to outrun you down the side.
Yes, they are. They've got some speed, and that showed it right there. That's the touchdown pass number 4 for the Laker quarterback. Snap back, kick up. Good. We'll be back in a minute on the radio. KKDY 102.5.
Franklin 9, this is Roadrunner for Junkyard Dog. You got your ears on? Come on. 10-4. What can I do for you? I just passed you, son. Where'd you get all that chrome and them chicken lights? Come back. Rick's Truck Repair. They got the biggest selection of chrome and LED lights within 100 miles, and they're my go-to place for repairs, so I'm not down for long. Mercy me, my brakes got some issues. What's in there, 20? They're on South 63 in West Plains next to Highland Dairy. This is the Roadrunner, and I am headed to Rick's Truck Repair. I am gone.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring. In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Your insurance is only as good as your agency, and we're one of the best in the nation. Dave Thomas, Shelter Insurance, your friend in the insurance business.
SaveWithDave.com.
Ozark Conference football excitement continues now with the Zizzers on KDY.
Well, the Ozark Conference excitement is over as the Zizzers trail 45-0. Kick away. This is a high one. It's going to be dropped. Fumbled around, picked up finally at the 9 and tackled immediately. And Norton, unfortunately, can never get the handle. And it's going to be first and 10 from about the 8-yard line for the West Plains Zithers. When things go bad, Harlan, they turn in a hurry, don't they?
They go downhill fast.
Zithers have the ball, first and 10 at their own 10. We're at 9 minutes to go in the ball game, and the clock won't stop unless there's a injury or a score.
Or timeout.
Oh, that's right, timeout, yeah.
I can't imagine anyone calling timeout at this point.
Well, Zithers would sure like to get a score, and the Lakers have their second unit out there defensively. First and 10 from the 10. Fake, slant, intended for Stauffer, incomplete. It'll bring up a second down and 10 from the 10. I know Coach White will sure like to burn this film or melt it.
He'll put it in a jar and bury it six feet
gosh.
Down in the backyard.
Is that Liberty beating Willow Springs? That was last night, wasn't it? Or was that tonight?
That's tonight.
Tonight. Second down and 10 from the 10. Jones calls for the ball, throws it out there in the flat. That's caught by, I couldn't see, who was that? 28? Or two, Kinslow on the reception. He picks up 2 yards, brings up third and 12 from the 12, or third and 8 from the 12. Third and 12, or third and 8 from the 12, 7:45 to go in the ball game. Play clock is continuing to run. Play clock's at 18. The others come up with 3 receivers to the left side, 1 receiver right. Slant pattern, caught by Kinslow, missed by Kinslow, right through his hand, and it's going to bring up a 4th down for the West Plains Zithers from their own 12-yard line, and we're going to punt. Not going well, Harlan.
Nope. There was only one kind of glimmer of hope late in the first half.
Yep.
And an interception ended that. It has been all Camdenton. All night.
High snap over the head of Jones. He's going to get it away. Bounce going to be hitting the ground, and bounce takes a Laker bounce, as it all has all night long. Down by the Zithers at the 40-yard line. It's going to be first and 10 Lakers. At the West Plains 40-yard line, we've got the second unit for the Laker deep offense. They come onto the field. And well, West Plains still got most of their first team out there because – well, you're down 45-0. Been a long evening, Harlan. Be a long ride home, too.
It's going to be a quick trip to the end here because clock continues to run at 6:15 and counting here in the football game. And so the Zizzers are going to fall to 3-2. Lakers are going to go to 4-1.
And the Lakers are going to get a delay of game because they're not ready to go yet.
They don't
play
care.
Clocks, they don't care. That's just more, they take time out. So they take a time out to stop the clock, avoid the penalty. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on the radio. KKDY 102.5.
Howell County Habitat for Humanity continues to build homes for families who qualify. It happens through generous people like yourself who have the means to contribute. One way is to donate unneeded items to the Habitat Restore on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. They accept clean, used furniture, appliances, household items, and more. They will sell these items in the store to help fund building Habitat homes in Howell County. Go to HowellCountyHabitat.org or visit the Restore on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
It's back to the field for more Zizzer football action on Hot Country KDY.
Paul Knight back here with Harlan Hutchinson. I don't know what the hunter means, but they're holding them up. I have no idea what the hunter sign means. Oh, no clue. First and 10 for the Lakers from the West Plains 40-yard line. Clock stopped because of the timeout. Snap back. Inside handoff. Zither defense holding to a gain of about 2. That'll bring up a 2nd down and 8 from the 38-yard line. Zither defense worn down this evening. by a dominating offensive line for the Lakers. Play clock at 25. They reset it for some reason. I don't know why, but they did. Game clock inside 5:20 to go in the ball game. Zithers at home next week against Kickapoo. Game time 7 o'clock. And, of course, if you can't make it, you can always listen to it right here on KKDY as Harlan and Cody will be on the radio next week. Inside handoff up the middle. Pickup of about 3. Make it 4 down to the West Plains 33-yard line. That brings up a 3rd down and 3. And now the Zithers make a little bit of a substitution defensively up front. Into the ball game, number 56, that's Maddox Hawkins. He's got that big brace on his left arm.
Well, a few times that Camdenton has run the ball on consecutive plays here tonight.
Two plays in a row, right up the middle. Out of the I formation.
And here comes number 3. Probably.
Yes, it is. Lakers come to the line of scrimmage with 10 on the play clock. These boys will be, this group right here will be in West Plains Monday night. That's going to be a delay of game, and that's going to be a mark off of 5, and the clock continues to run. Nope, it stops because of the penalty. I forgot about that. Penalties stop the clock. So it's going to be a 5-yard penalty against the Lakers. Takes the ball back to the 38-yard line, 39-yard line, and it brings up a 3rd down and 9 at 8.5. Substitution for the Zithers across the defensive secondary. Into the ball game for West Plains, number 14. That's Landon Bryant. Out goes Houston. That's the first time he's been on the sideline this evening. Clock starts with a ready-for-play signal. Quick pitch to the left side. Zizzers are there to make the play. No gain on the play. It's going to be 4th down, and I bet the Lakers go for this one. 4th and about 9.
Down to 3:38 and counting.
Harlan, it's been a rough evening for the West Plains offense and defense tonight as they have struggled against the Lakers tonight here in Camdenton.
In every facet of the game. And that first possession that we had when we left the ball on the ground twice and coughed it up and turned the ball over kind of set the tone for the entire night.
Yeah, it's been a long evening for the Zithers. They're going to go for it on 4th down. 4th and they may get another delay. They got it off just in time. Quarterback drops the throw, throws it into the secondary. We got a flag down. What do we got? They threw a flag into the backfield. It's going to be 1st down, West Plains, and they say start the clock. And the official's going to pick up the flag. Now the umpire says, no, I threw the flag, so you got to stop play. Let's see what they're going to call here, Harlan. They did stop the clock with 2:50 to go. They're going to pick it up. They're picking it up. Oh. Okay. So the Zithers have it 1st and 10 at the 38, their own 38-yard line. And West Plains has got their 2nd unit in the ballgame. Quarterback now is number 16. That's Stetson Fox. He'll be playing Monday. Fox, under center, turns, hands deep in the eye, and into the secondary. That's that number 24. I keep forgetting his name, Jackson Taylor. Taylor crosses the 50, gets down to the Laker 46. We got 2:30 to chance to put some points on the board. These boys are playing on Friday, and they're going to be playing again on Monday. 1st and 10 from the Laker 46-yard line. Miller calls for the ball. Hands off once again. This time in the backfield, wrapped up and tackled, is Jackson Taylor. No gain on the play. It brings up 2nd down for the West Plains Zithers offensive unit from the 46-yard line. Down inside, 2 minutes to go in the ball game. Zithers next week at home against Kickapoo. Miller under center. looks things over, turns, hands the ball in the backfield. Is that Lawson again?
That's Taylor.
Taylor. Jackson Taylor gets five, make it six down to the 40-yard line, brings up third down and four from the 40. Now they're going to say the 41, so it's a pickup of five. We're inside a minute 10 to go in the ball game. Visitors got two more plays. It's third down. If they don't make it, they'll go for it on fourth. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Maybe he'll throw. Miller makes the man in motion. Throws it out there in the right flat. Drops by the wide receiver. That's going to bring up fourth down. And with 45 seconds to go and the play clock at 40, there'll be one more play. Last play of the ball game, Harlan. It's been a long evening for the West Plains Zithers.
It's going to be a long ride back home. That's
yes,
sure.
It will be. It will be a long ride home for the Zithers tonight. Not only a 2.5-hour drive, but you got beat 45 to nothing.
It's been a long time since West Plains was turbo clocked.
Yeah. Snap for the last play of the ball game comes. Quarterback drops to the middle. Pressure comes. He steps up. He's going to be tackled. That's the ball game. That's the last play. Clock doesn't stop. Why is it stopped? It didn't. That's ball game. We got a final score. Lakers 45, zeros for the Zizzers. We'll be back in 3 minutes with a wrap-up here on the radio, KKDY 102.5.
There are two types of to-dos, to-dos you want to do and to-dos you got to do. Hopping on your Coyote tractor to plow a little patch of heaven on your land is a want-to-do. But flossing before a dentist appointment so they don't suspect that flossing is a never-do, that's a gotta-do. For all the to-dos you want to do, check out the many models of hardworking Coyote CS, CX, and CK tractors. For the gotta-dos, well, Godspeed. Coyote, we dig dirt. Stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal Brown, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains.
Hey, Zither fans, I need you all to hear me. Hey, everyone, this is Ashton Jubb with Mizzou Tiger Basketball. It took me years of practice to get where I am today. I love being a Zither and playing on a winning team. That's why I chose the winning team at Ozark Hills Insurance to take care of my insurance, and you should too. They have a team of agents that will treat you like family with the best coverage at the best price. Get a quote today from Ozark Hills Insurance with offers in West Plains and Mountain Home. Go Zizzers!
If you're a small business owner in southern Missouri, think about everything you need to help your business succeed. You need a plan, happy customers, steady cash flow, and an insurance agent that gets you. State Farm agent Justin Shelby runs a small business in southern Missouri, too. He understands the unique needs of local business owners. Justin will make it easy to choose the right protection at the right price, because the one thing you don't need is insurance stress. Call me, State Farm agent Justin Shelby, for your small business needs today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Rooted in our communities, Simmons goes beyond banking. We're your friendly neighbor. Committed to fostering strong community bonds, we proudly invest in our local schools. When you're in need of banking services, Simmons Bank is here for you. Whether you're striving towards your goals or aiming for financial success, count on Simmons Bank to be your partner every step of the way. To discover a nearby branch, simply visit SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
West Plains football continues now on Hot Country KDY.
Paul Mike back here with Harlan Hutchinson. The final score, West Plains 0, the Camden Lakers 45. And Harlan, it started bad and it never got better.
It really did. That's exactly right. First drive of the game, we coughed the ball up twice, gave it away on the second try, and once Camden got in the end zone, they just had all the momentum in the football game, and we just couldn't stop them from getting in the end zone. We couldn't get anything going on offense, and it was just a bad night for the Zizzers.
They, one thing about it, they got next week. We'll be at home against the Kickapoo Chiefs. Game time, of course, at 7 o'clock. And you can listen to Harlan and Cody Sanders next Friday at 7 right here on KKDY as the Scissors drop to 3-2. The Lakers improved to 4-1. And Harlan, just a quick wrap-up. We got to get better before next week.
Got to get a lot better. You got to tackle better. That's one of the main things.
Yeah, I bet there's a little bit of contact Tuesday and Wednesday. For Harlan, this is Paul saying good night, everybody. We'll talk to you next week from the home game on the radio, KKDY 102.5.
West Plains Scissors Football on Hot Country KDY has been brought to you by
A to Z Pump Service, Bailey Chevrolet Pontiac, Bureau, by Butler Heating and Air, Domino's Pizza, Don's Auto Service, Edgler and Harper, Habitat for Humanity, J&J Recovery, Monty's Outdoors, Ozark Hills Insurance, Ozarks Healthcare, and Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Also brought to you by Pepsi MidAmerica, by Peterbilt, Rick's Truck Repair, Shelter Mutual Insurance, Simmons Bank of West Plains, SMP Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby Agent, Taylor Grubaugh, Buick GMC Chevrolet, The Medicine Shop, West Plains Lock and Key, Will Banks Tire, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply.
West Plains Scissors Football on Hot Country KDY is a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of the Ozark Radio Network.